From the Shepherd House International in Georgetown, Guyana, Bishop Victor Connors de Sabre, anointed by God, will inspire you with rare and down-to-earth but provoking teachings from the Word of God to love the Lord deeply and to devote yourself to His work. Discover how God can change your life and ministry forever. Now, here is Bishop Collins.
Hallelujah. You may be seated. Okay. Are we 6 feet apart? Some people are close. I want to take a picture, so I want it to be very, very... Madam camera woman, are you there? You have a camera around? Yeah. If you can take a picture for me. Amen. Psalm 23. So just maintain the distance. Even though we have the mask, it's still very important to, you know, make some room, make some space. That is where the world has come to now. There are certain things you can't do anymore. I think the president made an announcement today, isn't it? Yeah. Did you follow? Are you following the events? Okay. He didn't say anything about church, isn't it? It was entertainment, bars and places. There's no church inside. He better don't see no church.
Amen.
We'll remove him tomorrow. we'll put Jagdeo on. He better don't bring no church business into the story. Amen. I think we're happy like this.
Yes.
Amen. I have a small video I'll show you when I finish preaching, but just want to quickly, just want to respect the time as well. I was a little late because I was having a meeting and all of that. But I want to really stick to my time. Don't want to do overtime because I didn't come early. So I'm trying to compress everything in half an hour. I've never done some before in my life. I'll try. Psalm 23. So we should practice all the things that we've been asked to practice, isn't it? Social distancing. So you come in, you wash your hands. If it wasn't these days that it's okay to wash your hands, somebody would tell us that our church, we used to do some obia. You got to wash your hands before you go into the church. People are very fantastic, you know. And also, after church, let's try not to hang around so much. Call your friend if you want to speak to him. After church, hi. Let's live our life in a certain way. You know, I have not been anywhere today. This is my first place. Okay, so if you are not wearing a mask, you can't bring your corona things to me. Because I've been home all day. I'm sure some of you have also been home all day. So when we come this few minutes, you who has gone to the market to sell your rats and your don't bring a thing to our lives. We love you, but we don't want you to give us anything. And it's easy to make masks. Okay, so make masks. You take a tissue, kitchen towel, you fold it, you clip it, you put this rubber band inside there, put on your mouth, you have a mask. You can even make a mask from a boxer shorts. And Joe was saying that corona maybe will reduce a lot of fornication also. Because now you frightened for go kiss up and hug up and thing. Thank you, Jesus. Because you don't know what you're hugging up. Where you're licking and all of that, you'll be very surprised that the virus is on somebody's skin.
Yeah.
So this time fornication, actually, if you are not afraid of fornication, this time they beg you. When you see no erection in this period, until further notice, you can easily lick corona. Ulysses, I'm sending you something, okay? Let the church see this one quickly. So Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, isn't it? Can we say it together? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Now, this season, I'm trying to explain in details. When you're ready, you tell me. All right? I'm trying to explain in detail what the Psalm 23 really is about, so that whenever you have to say it, at least you say it with meaning. David was somebody who was very, very dedicated to God. Now, but before I continue, we pray in the name of Jesus that they don't bring... You see, the lockdown is good, but it's also not good. Do you get it? I think what we are doing is good, because the human will that God gave us, we are using it. Rather than somebody coming to impose something on you because he's thinking about you. God thinks about us more than we think about ourselves. Do you get it? So I wish that God will help us, and that coronavirus will not become, the situation will become worse. That we can contain it, and that we can drive it out of our country, and that we can have our free will being exercised. That's the gift of God. And no matter what it is, if you try to come into it, you are coming against something that God himself does not even want to touch. God does not touch our will. He makes us decide. Do you understand? So these governments that we have that are trying to impose things on us is quite interesting. But that's a human thing. That's what we live with. You know, and people rebel against it and they get punished. But that's the human systems. So this thing about obeying all the laws and rules, it's not all of them that are really powerful and make sense. But I'm saying that should God help us that these meetings tarry, everybody under Shepherd House must be in the meetings one day in the week somehow. You see, and you the pastors and you the leaders, it is your responsibility. That's why we have pastors, we have leaders, that in times like this, you make sure that the people from your church are here. You are very irresponsible if you can't take this responsibility. Because if you don't look at it this way, you can't even run your own life. Because if you can't take instructions and what you are in charge of, you can't make people. It's fantastic. That's why God makes it a responsibility that you have to run your own house first. Because if you can't do some of the things, it's very difficult to run a church. So those of you who are pastors in places and shepherds who know people, make sure that you register somebody. Because why can't you just allow somebody to not come to church? If you see, there are no new people anyway. People are not, we should actually have some new first timers, but people are reluctant. At least the people that we have, the over 400, 500 people that we have in the country, one or two people should be coming from your church or from your area. We can't have service weeks. I'm not seeing real some faces. And it's the responsibility of some of you leaders to make sure that your friend or somebody comes. Are you don't understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
So when we say that you are a pastor, you are a leader, you are this is what it means. In times of crisis, and you, even outside crisis, we depend on you to help put things in place. Is it good to understand? I think this is funny. I don't know whether it's funny. Let me see. And the COVID became flesh and dwelt among men. I think it's a very funny one. In this season, you come to church with this thing here. You are corona in flesh. You know, the virus looks like this, isn't it? Those of you who have seen the virus, it has those. There's like a crown. It has these things around it. So, the corona has become flesh and that dwelt among us, like John 1:14 says. All right. So be careful of your hairstyle before you become the corona in the flesh. That's a real demon. It will drive you out of the church. We'll wash you with soap. Wash you away. Fantastic. So we're looking at, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. We're saying that the Lord's Prayer is for somebody who really understands who he has submitted himself to, who he has given his life to. And with that also, that's what I also said, that I am the shepherd here. I am the shepherd of this church. And I'm having meetings. So everybody who is supposed to be in the church must also be here. Because you can't see the shepherd and not see the sheep. When you see the shepherd, you must see the sheep. Wherever the shepherd is, that's where the sheep is also found. But the Bible says that he makes me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Tonight, he restoreth my soul. He restoreth my soul. Now, remember, your soul is what? Your will, your mind, and your emotions. Did you know that? Your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions. Now, when we say he restoreth my soul, you talk about bringing back, repairing, fixing, bringing it back to the original state. So is your soul that the Lord also restores. So David said that the Lord also, he's not just my shepherd. It is because he's my shepherd. That's why I shall not want. All that we are trying to say is that in this season, you can't, not even in this season alone, but as a Christian, there's a certain comfort and relaxation you must have in life. All those Christians who are going out sweating, the Lord is not your shepherd. If he was your shepherd, that going out in the morning and coming back in the evening would have satisfied you for the rest of your life. Let's check your life. Let's bring your notes and let's see that amount of resources that come into your life, whether it is enough to help you and to keep you. Because it's not by might, nor by power, it's by my spirit. It is God who is able to make us lie down in pastures that are green. And so if we don't submit ourselves to God properly and allow him, the shepherd, to lead us, because most of the things we do as Christians, it's not God who leads us. We lead ourselves. Because there is a notion that the church can't do nothing for you. The pastor can't do nothing for you. You got to rise up. You got to get up and do your own thing. There's this ignorant statement that people peddle around. But you see, if you like, try it. Try it and see. All your ideas, all your wisdom, all your strategies, try and see after a few months whether it is something that satisfies you or not. And I'm sure if you've lived a little bit, you understand what I'm trying to talk about. That no matter the money, look at this time. Some people are nicely allowing people to live free without paying rent. I don't know what your landlord will do. Because it's not everybody who stays home and gets paid. And it's not a work of the church. It's a work of the government of the day. That's why we vote for them to run the country and manage the resources the way it's suitable. So this is time to inject some money into people's pockets. The 10,000 they were talking about for the oil, they should raise it to 100,000. Yeah. If you can prove that you are not working or you've been fired or you've lost your job during this time, you should be giving some money. But you wait and see. Nobody will do that. And then they will tell some foolish people rise up on Facebook and say the church should feed people. Well, Corona. You understand? So sometimes this in these time of hard crisis and these times that you really see how God is able to take care of his own. That is why you will never get coronavirus. Yeah. I said that's why you will never get the coronavirus. Yeah. And you will never lack food in this hard season also. Yeah. Because it is scattered in the Bible how God is able to take care of his people. Even if you look at Noah and the animals and even his family for 40 days and 40 nights in the ark, I don't know, the Bible doesn't speak about any food or ration that Noah bought. But whatever Noah got, it was able to feed all the animals.
I mean, the tiger and the lion had to adjust their, they had to become vegetarians or something. Something, you have to change your eating habits so that you don't, the normal meat, the normal rabbit, the normal labrador you eat from the forest, you can't eat it for these 40 days. And it's not easy. It's not easy. So that is when you realize that in times like this, it is God, it's really God who provides and supplies. So when people say lock down the city, in America they say lock down the city. They live in Canada, they say lock down the city. Lock down the city? Yes, corona is dangerous, but as you are locking down, what are you going to do for the people? We don't even have a government. You're not thinking about that. Mayor locked down the city. I'm glad he's a pundit and at least he understands that some religious things must go on. But to restore your soul, you want to think that if God is your shepherd and you shall not want, why does your soul need restoration? It's a good question, isn't it? Because if God does everything for me and I shall not want, how is it possible that I need my soul to be restored? Because somebody who needs a restoration of soul is somebody who has gone through things that are not nice, things in life that are not good, hurts, disappointments, frustrations, depressions, expectations cut off. God comes in and fixes that. But you see, there's hope that even when you go through those things, there's even somebody to fix it. Because there are things that many people can't help you with. Yeah. Lady Pastor was just telling me when I was coming that somebody came to their hospital, Mercy Hospital, today. The person was admitted at the Georgetown Hospital for the likely symptoms of corona. And a person checked out of the hospital and then showed up today at Mercy Hospital. If it's not God, who will make you go for lunch when this lady walks in? Oh, you don't understand what I'm trying to talk about. Yes. And that is why coronavirus cannot only be a health issue or government issue. It must also be a church or a spiritual problem as well. You can't give this whole thing into the hands of human beings. Oh, it is wrong. When I get a chance to speak to any of these people in authority, I'll tell them to their faces. If anything, you should even call on the churches for some kind of program. Jubilee Park, only 500 people or 100 people. Sitting 6 feet apart with mask, because you can't give this thing only into the hands. You know what the Lord told me? You'd be surprised. The Lord told me that the virus was not supposed to come to Guyana yet. It's somebody who organized the lady to come supernaturally, because she was the one who brought it. We're sitting out somewhere minding our own business. You ask yourself, how did the disease move from China? Of course, you can explain it scientifically. But if you want to use science to explain everything, then you are a dunce. Then I'm sorry for you that you are not smart at all. That there are things that are supernatural. That somebody was sponsored. In fact, to the extent that the person was sponsored, the ticket was sponsored by. Because it was still the corona season, you know. Corona had already come when the people came down. And then you should see how the family was fighting on internet to say that, no, the mother doesn't have anything. But it was corona at the end of the day. People from the same woman's family were tested, and they were also, somebody was something positive or something like that. It was a spiritual game. So what we have inherited, the four people have died and all of that, it came not as a result of the disease traveling by air or by plane from the Atlantic Ocean, crossed everything and came to Guyana and said, I'm going to start affecting Guyanese. Somebody brought it, and that person was influenced by the devil. And that's why I'm saying that you can't say that what is going on, churches should close. No, not that. You are not intelligent. You are not intelligent when you speak like that. You can't take supernatural things away. So I'm saying that this person who just discharged themselves from the hospital, how does this person even discharge themselves from the hospital? You think it's just locked down alone? You need supernatural help. Discharge themselves. Who allowed her to leave the hospital? And then goes to another hospital and say, I'm not well. Only to discover that this person was... So they have to drive the person away. But before you drive the person away, how many people has this person come into contact with? And how many of them have the Lord positioned in such a way that you avoid this lady? That maybe today when you woke up, you are not feeling like going to work. You see that one says, only signs that can deal with this thing here. It's not true. They should close down the bars and everything, but they should leave the church alone. To leave the church alone. It's not a normal thing, but they should do something different in this country. I heard in Panama, complete lockdown. Nobody goes out. Based on your ID card, there's a number on your ID card. You go out, this number goes out, this sequence goes out Monday. This one goes out Tuesday, Thursday. That's real control. They have a good system. We can't make it. So when you sit down here and you say lockdown, you are not intelligent. Based on your ID card, the odd numbers go out. And then from even the going out, only one person from a house goes out. Yeah. It's like that in Colombia, it's like that in Panama. 6 o'clock, everybody's inside. Your ID card number, do you even know? Do they know our ID card numbers? We have to rely on GCOM, not the state, GCOM. It is never so that the election commission is the one that issues ID cards. It's the government who issues ID cards. Oh, you've not lived in the country before? Any foreigner here? You're all Guyanese. Oh, okay, that's why. So you don't understand what I'm talking about. I've lived in two countries. In Ghana, where I was born, the government issues cards, identification cards, and passports. In Holland, where I lived, the government issues identification cards and passport. So before they give it to you, they themselves know the number they've issued to you. That's why somebody can meet you, police can meet you on the road and ask you for your details, and then pull up your records from a computer. That's why we can't do that here. So I'm saying that, let Americans say lockdown, but we in Guyana, we say lockdown with God. We can't push God aside in this time of crisis. And that's why it's unfortunate that pastors were without, they said they are thinking about you. Hey, Charlie, I don't know how many of us pastors will get judgment in this coronavirus crisis. People stand on Facebook, and it's good to have service on Facebook. But you can do something like we're doing here. You can do something like this. Unless your church is 1,000 or something, that you can't meet everybody. But even that, you can do something. It's not a regular season, so you can adjust yourself like we have adjusted ourselves. So how do you restore a soul? It's only God who does that. In the sheep world, in Psalm 42 and verse 11, time is up. You didn't come for this. Psalm 42, verse 11. In the sheep world, there's something we call cast down. So why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? How many of us go through those things sometimes? Your soul gets quiet. You get a little troubled. You know, some things are on your mind. It makes sometimes somebody even tries to draw your attention. They can't get it because you're thinking about something. Your mind is thinking far. You meet people, you pass them straight. They say, oh, why you pass? So he passed me straight. They didn't know that there was something that is on your mind since the morning. So David says that, why art thou cast down? New Living Translation, please. To make it a little easier. Why art thou cast down? Why am I discouraged? How many have been discouraged before in your life? Malachi, have you been discouraged in your life before? Are you sure? A little boy like you? I see. Makai, you also get discouraged? You know, of course not. I'd be very surprised. You need oil on your head if you get discouraged. It's too early to be discouraged in life. Well, maybe you didn't get it. When mommy was sharing the food, you didn't get the one you liked. So maybe that one. Put a little bit in the food. You get vexed. You get vexed, but you don't get discouraged. Do you get vexed? You don't get vexed one or two times? Yeah. You must get vexed one or two times. Get vexed with your sister. Where is she? I saw her sister somewhere. Yeah, you get vexed with your sister, isn't it? Yeah, and your brother. Yeah, look at you, a little soul like you. How old are you? 11? Look at how an 11-year-old sheep gets vexed. So it is these kind of things that we go through that sometimes, you see, things happen in life. Oh. And if it's not the Lord, you may easily not recover from some issues and some challenges in life. Hey, there are some people, it's very difficult to forgive them. All. Yeah. Devon, are you listening? Yeah. There are some people, oh, your mask is down. You're breathing nice air. I'll show you a video just now. It's very difficult to forgive some people sometimes. Sometimes it's very difficult for certain things to leave you. Because when you think about it, you realize that it is not fair. It is not right. Why you? Why me? Why me of all people? I never expected it from her. All along I thought that she cared for me. I thought that she loved me. I thought that he was my favorite. What is this? It's very difficult. That's why Peter came to Jesus and asked him, how many times, please give me a rule. Give me a rule that I can abide by, because this thing here is so painful that if I don't get the rule, one day I'll kill somebody. You know, Peter, he used to pull a sword. Jesus says, 70 times 7. He said, what, 490? So I have to count Anita's sins 490 times? All right, me worry with that. I'll just ignore. Why am I discouraged? Why is my heart so sad? The guy promised that he'll marry you, and he saw some other girl and went to marry the other girl and left you. And since then, you feel so bad, you feel so ugly, you don't believe in yourself anymore because somebody else has beaten you at the beauty contest. Hey, and you are discouraged. And so when you see men, you say, what, men? No, I want girls. I am a lesbian now. I don't want any man. Your men are dads. Including your father. Your grandfather. Don't forget all of them. Your uncle and your brothers and all of them. So your heart gets sad. Because it happens. You can't go through this life without these kind of things. And so when you say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, and yet you get sad. It's not like God just press a computer and then you don't have feelings anymore. Because your soul is your feelings. And people, you deal with people, you deal with events, you deal with issues in this life that you must definitely get discouraged or sad once in a while. But the beauty of the thing is that God is able to bring back the sad soul to a good state. He's able to restore the discouraged person. David says, and I will encourage myself in the Lord. It's only in the Lord that you can be rescued from the hurts, the pains, the unforgiveness, the frustrations, and the things that your soul goes through. I tell you, many people go through issues they are not able to recover. If you hear Donnie McClurkin, he spoke about his childhood abuse, sodomy and all of that, but God restored him. It took a long time for him to get married, but he got married at a point. I mean, people didn't believe that he could walk the straight path, but he did. He's married. And he's living his life. He's a man of God. God brings healing. That saving, that restoration, it's only God who brings it. Otherwise, something can happen to you and you commit suicide. Look at that young boy who took this young girl to Arakari Resort last year. I'm sure he told her that, "Man, baby, let's go have a good time." I'm sure the girl was very excited because she's not been to a hotel before. It's Arakari. Wow. They got swimming pool, blue water. I'm sure they didn't even tell her mother or something, packed her bags. They're going on honeymoon or whatever they call it. Went there. I'm sure they probably had sex before, thinking that everything was going to go okay. Only to cross to the other side. I'm sure she's surprised that she's there. How can you even allow your child to go out with somebody again? If you have another daughter, you think you allow her to get a boyfriend? When she said, "Mommy, I'm talking to somebody." You said, "Girl, I gonna bounce your head." Because you can't, it's not so easy to let another one go like that. And I tell you the story of Shawin and his wife, Kechi, when they lost their first baby. And the second one came. Hey, that's Gabriel. Lord God Almighty. Even Tawana didn't believe that an angel has come. She believed that angels can die. So even though he's called Gabriel, no. The boy was attached to Tawana like a leech. I remember I went to the Namcel to do a convention. Tawana was holding the baby and doing praise and worship. I've never seen something in my life before. At the back. Because at a point, Gabriel was misbehaving, so she had to take the microphone to the back and doing the praise and worship. She did not want to let her son go for fear that he will die. It has taken a while to go get over that thing. Because it's not easy for a woman to get pregnant and then push out a child. And then after a few days, they say the child is dead. That's when you get pregnant, you'll be afraid that you are going to lose that one again. But it is only God. It's not a psychologist. It's only God who restores your soul, fixes the feelings that have been damaged and have been punctured. It's only God who can do it. No psychology. They are trying. Psychic, this, that. Put you in that. All kinds of things they do. But this is exactly what happened to sheep. Sheep are cast down. When you explain it, the casting down of sheep, when you explain it, what it means is that the sheep, sometimes when they graze and they are happy, they lie down. In the lying down, it takes just a little depression at where they are lying down. Just a little depression at where they are lying down for them to turn over on their back. So when they turn over on their back, then their legs high in the air. And you'd be surprised that it's very difficult for a sheep to pick itself up from such a situation. It is something that shepherds go through all the time. And they lose a lot of their sheep because of that. So when the shepherd takes out the sheep to the field to graze, he has to constantly look around and make sure that no sheep has fallen and then their legs are up in the air or in the sky. Because what happens is that when that happens, blood supply is cut off from the legs. Because once the leg is up like that, blood doesn't go there. You see, when it's working like now, Blood is flowing through my legs. If I lie down and I raise my legs, blood won't go. So because of that, the blood supply cuts off and then they suffocate and they die. So it's a common thing that happens to sheep. Shepherds know about this. So it's like for a sheep to be cast down, to be discouraged, it is something that can lead to death. It can lead to the extinction or lead to losing that particular person. People get discouraged and get hurt or offended in the church and they leave the church. One little girl was asking me a question. I think it was a very, very intelligent question. She was asking, how come when people do things in the church, they are treated very differently? The little girl, she was asking me, she said, for the few times she's been in this, a few years she's been in this church, no people are handled the same when they go through issues in the church. I said, well, I don't think you understand. You are too little to understand it. But no two wrongs are the same. But as it happens, people will leave the presence of God. The devil gets hold of people through the casting down. That is the devil's avenue. Once these kind of emotions set in. And you know, I've said it, that one of the things that many of you don't do well is when it comes to your own blood relatives, you don't use the scripture. Your Christianity ends when it comes to the person who owes your blood. The scriptures don't work. Because if I discipline Sherwin right now, Ulex, Sister Waveney, Kechi can easily feel funny about it. Because it's their brother. It's their husband. It's their blood. So why Pastor do so? Why Bishop did like that? That's what will happen. The whole family will get vexed. And that is how the devil takes people away. Because the cast down, the falling of the sheep upside down like that is something that is common among sheep, the flock. Feelings, emotions, distress is common among people. If God does not heal your heart, so that's what happened with Peter. Do you remember when Jesus rose from the dead? He never questioned Peter about the denial. If it was me, I would have questioned him. I said, Peter, were you? I told you. Yeah, that's what you argue with me when I was there. I said, no, Lord. I said you three times. Even the Bible says that when Peter, Jesus made eye contact with him when he denied him. He made eye contact with him. I don't know whether it's by movies or it's in the Bible. It's in the movie, right? Not in the Bible. I don't think it's in the Bible that Jesus gave him an eye. It's in a movie rather, right? These movies, they change the scripture, so. Yeah. But when Jesus rose up from the dead, he was actually committing the church to him. He said, you love me, feed the sheep. How many of us, Jesus said, but you? If anybody's going to feed the sheep, not you. I know you. I know you. You? I'll never forget. A friend indeed is a friend in need is a friend indeed, isn't it? The day of my adversity and when I was in trouble and somebody, some small girl came to ask you whether you know me. You, Peter? I was very disappointed. You? No, it's okay. That's how we are. It's difficult for us to forgive people. It's difficult for us to take our emotions out of things. Whether the bishop is there, or you are the bishop, man, I don't care. Emotions, feelings, passion. I had a church member once upon a time. She was living with a fella. When she gets vexed, everything in the house comes down, including the fridge. Yeah. And after that, they go and buy TV and all of that again. When they make up, they go and buy TV and things again. Everything must come down. Yeah, passion. It was this same girl, I think after church one Sunday they were fighting. She was fighting somebody else outside. We were meeting,
at the first floor of a building. And then after church, you know how pastors, we stand and then we talk to people. Then I heard some noise downstairs. So I went to the window, I looked down. Come and see, blows. Pop, pop. Oh, Christian sisters, we just finished church about 10, 15 minutes ago. Yeah, passion. No, you see, when you witness those things, you can easily not go to that church again. It takes some supernatural medication for you to give yourself to somebody who did something to you that you didn't feel nice about. I don't know whether you understand what I'm talking about. That's how many people are walking around wounded without healing. They are cast down. But David said that he is the one who, because he knew it. He knew when he saw this girl when he was bathing, called Bathsheba. Beautiful, bumsy, my God. Young girl. Never seen such a buttocks before in Jerusalem. The day he didn't go to war, he was on his veranda walking around, and you know, when lockdown, he was locked down in his house. Well, corona was, the people were fighting, and he didn't go to war. So he was just walking around the veranda. Because normally somebody who goes to war and kill people, and he didn't go, he was bored. There was no Netflix, there was no internet, you know, so he was bored. Then he looked over and he saw this nice girl bathing. Lord God Almighty. Then his feelings came inside. And as a king, there's nothing in his land that he can't have access to. So he organized it to one of his guys. Who is that girl? He said, she's called Bathsheba. Bathsheba from where? Never seen her before. Go and call her for me. When the king calls you to, you go. It's not like you, when we call you, you don't even come. the chief in my hometown, in the era 1989, I was serving my country in my village, teaching. The chief of my village will come from Accra. When he comes, you know, he doesn't come with his wife. So any young lady that he desires, he just organizes for the young lady to come. You can't say you are not going. The chief calling you. He owns the land that you are living on. If you don't go, you'll be removed from the land. So when he comes, you see people get children. Hey, people get children, get into trouble. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You come and then whatever he wants, you do. And you finish, he said, bye-bye. You've done your citizenship duty. National service. So David organized Bathsheba to come. She came. And many of us know what happened. Then, a few weeks later, he heard from Bathsheba that she was pregnant. You see, when you enter into places like that, you can't notice it. But when you leave your precious substances in there, then you are not sure what's going to happen. So there was a lockdown. She got pregnant. Her husband was at the battlefield fighting for his country. So she cannot tell the husband that she's pregnant because the time, the husband was not home. So David said, you know what? I got to put together some plan. Even though I'm the king, I have to do something. So he sent a message to his army commander, Joab, to send Uriah the Hittite to come home. The king is looking for him. He came. And David organized some nice food and things for him at his palace. Ate, drank, everything and all of that. And then David sent him home. He said, oh, go home and be happy with your wife. Uriah said, how can I go home and be happy with my wife when there's war? There's war. So he went, but he slept outside. And next day, he left to go to war again. So David's plan didn't work. Then he sent a letter to Joab and said, you know, Uriah, let him fight alongside you where the battle is hot. Put him next to you and fight the enemy. In the process of that, he died. And so Bathsheba became a widow. And David married her. Because now the husband is gone. Till death do us part. So now you're available. The king loves you. He marries you. Then Nathan, the prophet, goes to see King David. God sent him. God, when God talks about David, one of the things he brings up is, except in the matter of Uriah the Hittite. It's like David did everything, but this one here that he slept with somebody's wife and organized the death of that man and married a woman, that alone. So David was somebody who also had been through issues before. When his own son chased him out of town, this courage broken and all of that, that your throne is established forever, but now my son has chased me out. And so he understood what it means for your soul, your heart to be reworked, renovated, and refurbished. And that's what he's pronouncing. That God is able to restore your heart. And that's what God is able to do. When your soul is cast down, he's able to fix you. If the shepherd does not locate the sheep on time, by the time he comes, he's dead. And there are so many things that goes on when a sheep is cast down. We'll continue tomorrow. Stand to your feet, please. I tried. I didn't do 30 minutes, but I tried. I did more than that. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Father, thank you for tonight. It's a brief meeting, a brief service, but I believe you've spoken to us, helping us to understand that in all our going out and our coming ins, you are the only one, the only real one for us. In all our doings, in all our workings, you are still God and you still remain God. In whatever we think we don't need you and we don't want you, even in all those issues and all those matters, you are still the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. Thank you for imprinting on our hearts that you are the one, the first and the last, the Lord God Almighty, the beginning and the end. You are Alpha. And you are the Omega. Thank you for blessing our time together tonight. In Jesus' name. Amen. Give me you. Everything else can wait. I just want to anoint those I've not anointed yet. I'm anointing all the church members. All the sheep that belongs to me. I started on Tuesday. So if you have not... You are here tonight and I have not anointed you yet. Please come. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Oh, give me you. Everything else can wait. And give me you. I hope. Everything else can wait. Give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. And someone took a horn of oil. Anointed.
Everything else can wait.
Be anointed. Be anointed.
Give me you.
Oh.
not get any virus.
Lord, give me all.
Oh, Lord, you're anointed, my dear. In this season, in this time, you're anointed.
Lord,
you're anointed. Oil has been poured on you.
Lord,
oil has been poured on you.
Kiss me,
oh Lord. I'm on my knees, crying out to you.
Cause it's me,
anointed.
Lord.
The anointed.
I'm on my knees.
The anointed. Has been poured on you. Directed me to anoint your people. Your covering, your presence, your mighty hand. You told Moses that Pharaoh will not let them go except by a mighty hand. Let that same mighty hand stretch forth on these ones who have been anointed. Those who were anointed yesterday and the day before. Let that mighty hand that causes the enemy to leave and to break down and to run away, let that mighty hand be upon all those who have been anointed. Let them live in liberty and in peace. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. A mighty hand, I decree, upon you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Be anointed. Be anointed. Be anointed. Be anointed. Oil of God has been poured on you. Life is never the same again. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Father, thank you. Bless. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. Oil. Thank you. Let your healing power. Healing power, Lord God Almighty. Healing power. Yes, your healing power. Healing power. Your healing power. Healing power. Your healing power. Your healing power. Yes, your healing power. Let it be a miracle in me. Give me you.
Give me you.
Father, thank you. We honor you. Jesus' name. Amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful teaching of God's Word. For booking and more information on the ministry of Bishop Collins, please call us on 592-225-6760 or email us at shepherdhousegy@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.shepherdhouseinternational.org. God richly bless you.